Hello, all you beautiful people, and welcome to the Christian Truther Wire. You know, today in Tennessee, it was 83 degrees, probably a little bit hotter in some parts and probably a little colder in others. But we have all these people who are crying afoul because of what Trump did yesterday with climate change. But you know what? We know what time period we're living in. And so do the organizers of the climate change movement. Here's a clip of Al Gore stating the time period we're living in.
Every night on the television news is like a nature hike through the Book of Revelation.
They know the time period we're living in, and they also know that their time is short. Satan knows that his time is short. In this entire agenda of climate change, it's actually a small part of an even bigger agenda called the Agenda 2030, or the Global Goals. And with these Global Goals, you have an author who works for the World Economic Forum, who wrote a story. And let me read you this. This is something Emily just published on our website, thechristiantruther.com, in response to the World Economic Forum's article. This short story is written in response to the World Economic Forum's article, Welcome to 2030. This is the World Economic Forum's title, okay? Not Emily's. Not Emily of the Christian Truther. The World Economic Forum, an author for the World Economic Forum, wrote a post called, Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. Does that sound familiar? That sounds like a 1984 utopia. Just as the author states at the end of her article that what she has written is not a fictional story, but a projection of what they believe will happen in the future. Emily states the same here. She paints us a picture of a utopian society built with invasive technology in a way to sell it to people. And Emily wrote an outsider version. From an outside perspective. This is the New World Order from an outlier's point of view, the 2030 agenda exposed. I invite you into the future. All the world governments have collapsed like a house of cards as the politicians' crimes were brought to the light. Everyone lost all they had in the economic collapse, and today we are faced with a choice where we will spend all of eternity. In the morning, I take my journey to get water from a nearby stream. I have to duck through bushes and take hidden trails through the woods so that the guards won't see me. But lately, they have been so distracted that moving in and out of the guarded woods has become easier. Some days I sit on a hill to watch all the activity on the roads beneath. It's my only way of knowing what has become of most of the population. I watch as the quote-unquote, enhanced humans go about their day. They bustle about like busy bees in a technologically advanced world. They pretend to share and live communally. The last couple of decades, I witnessed far too many of them sell out. Businesses went under. People lost their family members. And the more they lost, the less they cared until finally, they joined up with the tribe. The tribe is full of lies. It looks beautifully enticing, especially when you are just scraping by like me. But what you have to do to be a part of that tribe makes being poor and hungry look good. As the economies around the world started to crash, chaos ensued, a mass panic that cost millions of lives. After that, everything became dark and cold. A third world reality set in, where there is no thriving, only surviving. That's when they arrived and posed themselves as gods. People threw themselves at their new savior's knees and pleaded for mercy. The rulers built an empire for themselves, in which only some humans were allowed. There were strict rules, but no one was even told the rules until they were, quote, linked. A new chip was inserted into them. What started as one chip would become many. That would flow in and out of the bloodstream to the targeted part of the body to be monitored. I got to watch as lines of people waited to be chipped outside the empire gates. I saw people mindlessly offer their hand to be injected, and I watched them become complacent afterward, robot-like, and instantly less human. I mourned for them because I was warned these days were coming. I knew what the chips were, and I knew what happened if you didn't accept one or went against the rulers. One day I was watching them from the hill, hidden behind an oak tree. It was the day I knew the earth would never be the same again. It was the day that I saw the fate of the outliers like me. A woman by the name of Joan was being led into the line by her sons. I saw her internal struggle reflected in her expression, and I wondered if she would take the chip to stay with her family or turn away. Then I heard her screaming, "These are the last days. Don't make this mistake of taking the mark. Jesus came to this earth to give us eternal life. This life is but an instant." And you can keep reading that story on ChristianTruther.com. Now, the original article that Emily is responding to was about this utopia where you don't have any privacy. You own nothing. And the World Economic Forum is selling it to us like it's a good thing. But we know the truth. We know the communist agenda of it all. It's a covert communist agenda. And it's wrapped into the 2030 global goals. Now, over the past several years, there has been an insane amount of advancements in technology and science. In other words, science is going to use their advancements to further the mark of the beast and, of course, to further that utopia that we just read about. Well, today an article was posted. Cells are basically like tiny computers. They send and receive inputs and outputs accordingly. If you chug a Frappuccino, your blood sugar spikes and your pancreatic cells get the message, output, more insulin. They're trying to twist cells, our cells within our body, into almost like tiny computers. They're trying to make this programmatic language into the human body. Trying to bring this programmatic language into the human body. Because they want people to code our genetics. They want to alter our DNA. And this isn't some future 100 years away type of a world we're talking about. This is today. And 2030 is just a mere few years away. But cellular computing is more than just a convenient metaphor. In the last couple of decades, biologists have been working to hack the cell's algorithm in an effort to control their processes. They've upended nature's role as life software engineer, incrementally editing a cell's algorithm, its DNA, over generations. In a paper published today in Nature Biotechnology, researchers programmed human cells to obey 109 different sets of logical instructions. As I said, this isn't some future world that we're talking about. Science has created a way for humans to control the natural process of our bodies. Now, of course, this is a small step, because can you imagine how many cells are actually in your body? Okay? All right. Algorithm in an effort to control their process. Controlling human cells. Just last year, we were talking about how they wanted to bring the computers down to the size of blood cells. Sound familiar? They're bringing about this world, and if we don't pay attention to it, and if we're not awake to their agenda, we will fall for it. Because they're using convenience like a weapon. Stick close to the Word of God, and be not deceived. Their cells execute these instructions by using proteins called DNA recombinases, which cut, reshuffle, or fuse segments of the DNA. These proteins reorganize and target specific positions on a DNA strand, and the researchers figured out how to trigger their activity. In other words, controlling our physical cells within our own bodies. Depending on whether the recombinants gets triggered, the cell may or may not produce the protein encoded in the DNA segment. Ladies and gentlemen, they are learning how to control DNA. The fourth industrial revolution that we have often talked about is here. And it's downright freaky. Now, again, going back to that utopian society that is directly mirrored off of 1984, and of course there's a whole bunch of other examples of this utopia that they want to build. One of those examples being the Bible and the end of the book of Revelation. Now, of course, how are they going to deal with the outliers in the beginning of it all? Have a look at this. What you're looking at right now is the future of riot control. Have a look at this monstrosity that they're going to use against people. Now, given all that's been going on lately, especially with the liberals and the lunatics that are out there destroying property, of course they're going to make people say, well, we need this. We need this. When in reality, we've seen this massive buildup. The militarization of police forces across the globe. And we had, of course, the defense industry of in May 2016. They were poised for billion-dollar profits from global riot contagion. This was a post from last year. Forecasts of relentless civil unrest in the U.S., Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia, seen as massive investment opportunity. They know that chaos is coming, and they're prepared for it. They're planning for it. Just recently in Russia, there was a 6.7 magnitude earthquake, which rocked the Kamchatka Peninsula. An earthquake measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale hit Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula on Wednesday, the local seismological station said. A tsunami alert was also issued. The quake occurred at a depth of 22.8 kilometers at 7 a.m., and the epicenter was located in an enclave of the Bering Sea, 85 kilometers north of Ust-Kamchatka. TASS News agency said, I think that's how you say that correctly. The quake was followed by an aftershock measuring 4.9 after 25 minutes. So far, the quake's impact on the area is unknown. Now, but that's not all. You have volcanic eruptions in Italy, Russia, Costa Rica, Russia again, Indonesia, Colombia, Peru, and Japan. This was posted on Strange Sounds. The volcanic unrest continues and spread across the world. There are several reports of volcanic eruptions of Etna in Italy, excuse me, Kambalny, Russia, Costa Rica, Russia again, Colombia, Peru, and Japan in just the last few days. Lava can still be seen flowing onto the slopes of Mount Etna, more than 1 week after the Italian volcano dramatically erupted, as shown in the video that was filmed on March 28th. It's still flowing. It's still going. Now, of course, we're going to take you back again from about a year ago. This was posted on Disclosed.tv. Now, I don't think I've ever used them as a source before, but this article is very, very interesting. Psychiatrist claims the cause of mental illness is demonic possession. Now, that's a rather stark admission, because we know the truth. Have you ever wondered why the field of psychology never comes up with answers other than drugs? Now, that's just something to ponder and think about. But anyways, a psychiatrist claims the cause of mental illness is demonic possession. A psychiatrist practicing out of his nationally recognized New York office has recently come forth with startling new information on the status of mental illnesses and where it all stands. Richard Gallagher, a board-certified psychiatrist who also works as an adjunct professor in the Department of Clinical Psychiatry at the New York Medical College, says that mental illnesses stem from demonic possession. This is the first in the world of psychiatry, not to be confused with the practice of psychology, as most medical practitioners who speak of anything deemed a fringe topic by the mainstream automatically jeopardize both their careers and practice. Gallagher has personally encountered many patients who he believes are controlled by demonic possessions. Even recently, the Washington Post, now keep in mind this was last year, reported an interview where the anonymous person claimed that he/she was seduced in the 1980s by a satanic priestess. Dr. Gallagher sees many cases like this all the time. While completing his doctorate studies at Columbia, a Catholic priest asked Gallagher whether or not one of his parishioners was suffering from a mental illness. Gallagher sat down with the individual and now tells of the event and the patient's abilities to see into people. Could demonic possession be the cause for mental illness? The patient talked at length about how people who she never knew died. She could also tell things about a person and bring about their untold secrets. She performed various exorcisms on six people, all of whom reported that she began to speak languages which she had never learned before. Gallagher, after taking all this information into account, determined that the woman was possessed. Now that's a rather interesting revelation from a psychiatrist, wouldn't you say? This is very disgusting. And we did a little video on it earlier, but there's a reason that Planned Parenthood has done this. There's a reason you're seeing pink Planned Parenthood photos all over social media today. And according to the Glamour article, on Friday, the bill proposed to replace the Affordable Care Act failed to make it through the House, meaning that Planned Parenthood hasn't lost federal funding yet. But the organization is still under attack in many states. Now, hang on. So that's why they're supposedly out there demonstrating today. But here's the truth. Do you guys remember the videos by Center for Medical Progress that came out about Planned Parenthood, that exposed Planned Parenthood? Okay, well, today they had a court date, let's put it that way. And Dal Dean, the guy behind the videos, he was just given 15 felony counts against him for those videos, which is atrocious, right? Okay. Well then, he also stated he was going to release more videos, more damning evidence against Planned Parenthood. Excuse my language. But that's the only word I can come up with. A former Planned Parenthood official suggests babies are born alive after abortions and are left to die. And as you guys will see in this video here, this short clip, that's the truth. Some of these babies are in the womb at like 20 weeks or less than 20 weeks. They're fighting for their lives. In fact, according to the actual, one of the Planned Parenthood ladies, I can hardly call them that, one of the Planned Parenthood murderers, she has to use her bicep muscle more to pull these babies out because they're fighting to stay inside the mother's womb. Have a listen.
It's not a matter of how I feel about it coming out of tech, but I got to worry about my staff and people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby.
Is there any standard procedure for verifying signs of life?
Well, the thing is,
that doesn't go in a chart.
I mean, the key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room, right? We have the people who do our paperwork for the fetal death certificates. They email us calling them baby.
Really? It's in the biceps when you're doing a D&E?
It does not take me any longer to complete the procedure, but it is more.
Really? What is it when you're doing a non-dig D&E?
It takes a bit more. Yeah.
Wow.
So I remember when I was a fellow and I was trying, I was like, oh, I have to go to the gym for this.
Go to the gym in order to do anything. When does it start getting really difficult, like it is like a workout? At 20. That's when it becomes difficult.
That is flat out murder. Flat out murder. And they get away with it every single day. Let's hope Trump can do something about it. Now, a lot is riding on what Trump does next. Our privacy is massively at stake. To serve AT&T and Comcast, congressional GOP votes to destroy online privacy. They've done this. Now it's up to Trump. And this is going to set the tone for a lot in the near future. Clarifying events in politics are often healthy, even when they produce awful outcomes. Such is the case with yesterday's decision, or yesterday's vote by House Republicans to free internet service providers, primarily AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, from the Obama-era FCC regulations, barring them, from storing and selling their users' browsing histories. Our histories, our location data, our financial data, everything is up for sale, according to Congress. That's atrocious. This bill is now sitting on Trump's desk. So what is Trump going to do now? I think a lot is on the table with this, and of course, we're going to have to wait and see what he does. Now, AT&T and Verizon, they just pulled out from running ads on YouTube because of Christian hate speech, because of pastors who are anti-gay. But yet they want to buy our data. Something's a bit fishy here, wouldn't you say? Now, staying on the topic of Trump, Thomas Friedman, he's one of the best-selling authors for the New York Times, okay? This guy is a globalist stooge to the max. We've exposed him. He's been in some of our Club of Rome series. We've been exposing him in there. If you want to check those out, go to christiantruther.com/info for more information on those. You need to know what this guy is capable of because he is influencing a lot of global governance with his decisions. He's a part of many think tanks, or he's attended many think tanks, let's put it that way. Now, what he's saying next, it's shocking. I guess that the Russian stuff just it isn't sticking to Trump, right? Trump is a Chinese agent, according to Thomas Friedman, the New York Times author. The big story everyone is chasing is whether President Trump is a Russian stooge. Wrong. Apparently, he's a Chinese agent. Really? He says it's all a smokescreen. Trump is actually a Chinese agent. He is clearly out to make China great again. Just look at the facts. Trump took office promising to fix our trade imbalance with China. And what's the first thing he did? He threw away a U.S.-designed free trade deal with 11 other Pacific nations, a pact whose members make up 40% of the global GDP. That TPP, that's what we're talking about. That was destroyed. That put corporations on the same bar as governments. That does not need to be in existence. And thank goodness, thank God, it isn't anymore. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was based largely on U.S. economic interests, benefiting our fastest growing technologies and agribusinesses. So big business was going to be equal to government. Meaning that if we, say we attacked Comcast, or say we attacked AT&T, or say we attacked Monsanto, they could come after us because they were on par or equal to a government under the TPP. So that was actually a good thing that Trump did. It wasn't a bad thing. Imagine if Trump were negotiating with China now as not only the U.S. president, but as also head of a 12-nation trading bloc based on our values and interests. Now, Friedman says that's called leverage, and Trump just threw it away. No, he gave us priority over Asian nations, which is a good thing. So now, the whole point of me reading you this is just to show you that they're just trying to throw a Chinese agent label at Trump, I guess. It's rather interesting, wouldn't you say? And it looks like we're heading back to North Korea. North Korea just recently threatened war against the U.S. because John McCain called Kim Jong-un a crazy fat kid. North Korea is fired up again, once again, threatening all-out war with the U.S. What set them off this time? According to reports, a top U.S. senator, John McCain, just called their leader, Kim Jong-un, a crazy fat kid. The report reveals that Senator John McCain made the inflammatory remarks while reportedly discussing what to do with the tubby tyrant following recent ballistic missile tests and repeated threats made to destroy the U.S. Now also, we have an ex-CIA chief who says the U.S. needs to consider nuclear attack on North Korea if necessary. This was posted today on Yonhap. The United States should be prepared to launch a preemptive strike or preemptive strikes on North Korea, including a nuclear attack if necessary, before the communist nation uses its nuclear bombs that could kill 90% of Americans, a former CIA chief said Wednesday. James Woolsey, who served as CIA director from 1993 to 1995, made the case in an op-ed piece in the Hill newspaper, arguing that the U.S. is erroneously underestimating Pyongyang's capabilities to deliver nuclear weapons by missile, freighter, and even satellite. My goodness, there is so much rumors, so many rumors of war. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Going on right now. Just today, the question is, will World War III begin in September? Massive drills. Now again, these drills happen every year. But this time, they're going to be done at the same time, and there is a stark chance that something could happen because of miscalculations. Massive drills by both Russia and NATO sparks concerns over miscalculations. Are we potentially looking at a world war this September caused by a simple miscalculation? Or once again, are the elite trying to stir the pot when it comes to Russian relations? Massive drills are set for September, both by Russia and NATO, which have raised the concern by Western military commanders that a miscalculation could lead to a crisis or World War III. Recently, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea held annual drills, which were met with tension from North Korea. However, during one of North Korea's missile tests, it exploded on launch. That missile was aimed practically at Japan. A simple miscalculation could have led to war with North Korea and potentially China. And of course, we know how that would blow up. You see, we have this China issue going on that not really a lot of people are talking about. And of course, I just read you about how supposedly, according to Thomas Friedman, Trump is a Chinese stooge, which we all know is just a bunch of junk. But here is what's, according to the think tanks, what's really going on. Cold War with China, question mark. The Southeast superpower is overtaking the USA. And the most likely outcome is war. Imagine a world where China has been the king power for the past several centuries, rather than the USA. The world imagined would be one entirely based on communism. Recently, China surpassed the USA in economic, quote, power or size, but what the world is witnessing at this moment is the rise of China politically and militarily. We at the Christian Truther have covered heavily the foundational shift felt by the new Trump administration. However, more quietly being felt now is the rise of China. Recently at the Harvard Kennedy School, a forum discussion, which included individuals such as former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, hopefully you guys know that name, and other individuals, took place. The discussion highlighted the fact that China is analyzing history to influence their modern-day politics. Also discussed was the possibility of a war between the two countries and what they call the Thucydides trap, which is where a rising power threatens to displace a ruling one, and the most likely outcome is war. And currently China is making a massive military stance, especially in the South China Sea, but also in Africa. China is building a new base in Africa that creates significant operational security issues for the U.S. military, according to the Business Insider. The U.S. camps Lemonnier, a special operations outpost in a sweltering East African country, Djibouti, will soon have a new neighbor. China will open a new naval base, what is called logistical support facilities, nearby, bringing the U.S. into closer proximity with a rival power than some officers have ever experienced. So how do we know that China is rising and, of course, trying to displace the U.S.? Well, guess what? A State Department employee is charged in making contacts with Chinese agents. Now, of course, this is not under the Trump administration. This was back in 2011. That's when it began. A U.S. State Department employee with access to sensitive information was accused of failing to report contact with Chinese foreign intelligence agents who provided her with gifts in exchange for diplomatic and economic information, federal prosecutors said on Wednesday. Now, also, you have to go back to the South China Sea because China is able to deploy warplanes on artificial islands at any time, says a U.S. think tank. China appears to have largely completed major construction of military infrastructure on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea and can now deploy combat planes and other military hardware there at any time, says a U.S. think tank on Monday. That basically, we're waiting for a deployment. Now again, back to Russia. You see, we have the left trying to keep us focused on Russia when China's sitting here building and, of course, building enormously militarily. One simple miscalculation in September by either NATO or Russia could cause a catastrophe, or one planned miscalculation could be the final straw. After the selection of Donald Trump, ties with Russia are not improving. They're stagnating. Also, a recent addition of Montenegro to the NATO alliance, approved by the U.S. Senate, is guaranteed to raise those tensions even higher. U.S. and NATO officers have raised concerns over Russia's annual Zapad exercises. Now, they're annual, keep that in mind, stating that it could create more tensions than they have seen in years, even recalling those that arose during the Cold War. So we're back to this same old stagnating tension. But this time, there's China in the background, expanding militarily, politically, and economically. Of course, that's always been there, but never on this scale. You've never had China come out and say, we're going to create a new world order. We're ready to replace the U.S. Actually, excuse me, displace the U.S. NATO and their Russian counterparts will hold a meeting Thursday of the NATO-Russia Council, the alliance announced Tuesday. Even though Zapad isn't on the agenda, the discussion will go over Russia's buildup in the region. However, the U.S. has also been building up its presence in the region as well. In January of this year, the U.S. deployed special forces to the Baltic states because of their fear of Russian aggression, not to mention the countless years prior where the U.S. stationed military equipment in the region. Now, if we keep going, historically, one calculation off, and a lot can spark, right? Okay, well, historically, during the Ukraine crisis, a jet was brought down over eastern Ukraine. MH17 was the jet, and the plane just so happened to look radically close to that of Vladimir Putin's jet, who was also flying at that time in the same area. While the West claimed Russian rebels brought down the jet, evidence showed that it was a Ukrainian fighter who brought down the MH17. The question is, could this be how the cabal will spark a world war? Tensions are through the roof, and disinformation is skyrocketing regarding U.S. and Russian relations. All it could theoretically take for the two nations to collide is literally one misreading or one strategically placed misreading. Now that right there, we're too close to World War III. For my comfort levels, how about yours? We've got a Cold War brewing with China. We're still in a Cold War with Russia. Relations aren't improving. It's stagnating. And still, massive drills around the world are raising tensions even higher. Are we potentially looking at a world war this September? That is the main question of that I'm asking in this article. Or once again, are the elite trying to stir the pot when it comes to Russian relations? We know their agenda. We know how they want to get to that utopia. They got to bring down the old world order first. And it is becoming increasingly more evident that we are in a multipolar world order than ever before. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Going forward, we're going to be doing a show, which is what you're watching right now and what you're listening to right now on the radio, called The Wire, on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. No, it is not live. I don't have that ability yet. We're working on it. Probably sometime in the near future, we'll somehow put it together. But anyways, I want to thank you guys for watching and listening. And of course, to you guys who have subscribed to the Unlimited section of our website, God bless you and thank you. Thank you for those subscriptions. They keep us going. We're being attacked from every angle. We're losing the ability to keep going. We have Google attacking us. We have other ad providers attacking us. Your subscriptions are how we are able to keep going. So thank you for subscribing. And of course, make sure you subscribe to our email alerts. If you go down to the first comment, there's a little URL right there. Basically, all the reports we produce, you can get access to them. It's totally free. All you got to do is enter your email. I don't trust Google's notification system. It's not working right. I think we all have well established that fact, that it's not working very well. But anyways, click that. It's free. Just put your email in. We only email once a day at 12 o'clock at noon. So I want to thank you again for watching. God bless all of you, and carry on.